Hi everyone, I'm Ross Crystal and welcome back to Showbiz Upfront. Upfront today, we talk with the head of the video streaming startup Quibi. Meg Whitman is the CEO of Quibi, which stands for Quick Bites, videos of less than 10 minutes that you can see on your phone. We talked just after Quibi launched, and even with the pandemic taking hold, she seemed to be optimistic about the company's future. However, since its premiere in April, Quibi has run into some problems. According to Sensor Tower, daily downloads of the app have reportedly fallen. Nevertheless, the concept and plans for the well-financed venture founded by Jeffrey Katzenberg are solid, as you'll hear now in my conversation with Meg Whitman. Hi, Meg.
Hi, Ross.
First of all, Meg, thank you for joining us. Let me begin by asking you first, how are your family and yourself faring during this pandemic crisis?
Oh, well, thank you very much for asking. Yeah, we're doing okay. My husband's a physician, so he is on the front lines. And so it's, you know, it's humbling to watch what our, you know, nurses and doctors and everyone are doing, you know, folks who are working in the grocery stores. But thank you for asking. Yeah, we're doing just fine.
1.7 million downloads in its first week. Describe Quibi.
Yeah, sure. Well, first of all, it's an app. So you have to go to the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store and download the app. And it is a super premium mobile entertainment service. So we have tons of new original content that is made by Hollywood's best talent. And whether that's, you know, Jennifer Lopez or Christoph Waltz or Liam Hemsworth or, you know, Jennifer Lopez, it's really just packed with fantastic Hollywood stars. And it is designed to be watched on your mobile phone. And so we've developed a technology that allows you to see it whether you hold your phone vertically or horizontally, and it's full screen video. It's like holding a little movie theater in your hand. And every episode is 10 minutes or less. So we might have an hour or a 150-minute movie, and it's told in 10-minute chapters. So you can watch it whenever it's convenient in those in-between moments, or you could sit down and binge.
Can you back up to the genesis of all this and how Jeffrey Katzenberg came to you and how you both moved this forward?
Yeah. So Jeffrey and I have been friends for many years. We worked together at the Walt Disney Company. I was on his board at DreamWorks. And so he called me when I was stepping down from being the CEO of HP after 6.5 years. And he said, I've got this great idea. Would you ever be willing to be the CEO? And he told me about this idea. And I said, Jeffrey, this is a really good idea. I think I have another startup in me. So we formed the company in August of 2018. And 20 months later, we launched the app, you know, a week ago Monday. So, you know, it was one of those, we just loved the idea of combining, you know, a whole new technology platform with a whole new way for Hollywood to tell stories.
And this had been, you know, looked at and talked about, waited for in the entertainment industry and by the public. The anticipation was immense, and along comes COVID-19. You have to premiere. Did you guys think about postponing everything?
We did. We did. And here's how we thought about it. We said, you know what? We were ready to launch. We can launch. We've got enough content through Thanksgiving, despite the fact that all the sets in Hollywood are shut down. And we could launch even though all our technology folks were working out of their house. But then we said, you know, really, should we launch? Is it appropriate? And we said, you know, we're not medical personnel. We're not first responders. And maybe what we can do, we're entertainers, so maybe what we can do is bring a little joy, a little distraction, a little fun to people when, you know, I think it's hard for just about everybody. And so we decided to go forward, and I'm glad we did. The reception's been great, and I think people, you know, as you said, are looking for something new, something different, all new content, and it's, you know, it's convenient because you can, you know, everyone has in-between moments, even though they're at home. Maybe it's in-between business calls or, you know, in-between wrangling the kids or trying to keep the house clean or, you know, trying to get your groceries in. So it's so we're glad we did, but we did think about it hard.
And you also thought about the business model hard. Explain that business model and how it's going over.
Yeah. So there's two choices for customers. You can pay $4.99 a month for with ads, the service with ads, or $7.99 a month without ads. But if you sign up before the end of April, you get 90 days free. And we originally thought we would have a 2-week free trial for people. But then when COVID hit, we said, you know what, let's give people 90 days free. You know, it's a tough economic time for a lot of people. Let's extend this to 90 days free. So, you know, that's how we're doing it now.
The target audience, you're looking at what demographic from the get-go?
Well, here's who was the original target audience, and now I'll tell you who's actually watching. So the target audience was millennials, 18 to 44-year-olds. We made the content, you know, for the bullseye of that audience. And in the first week, we have equal numbers of people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. It was fascinating. So it seems right now that everyone is watching. And here's the really crazy thing, is the top shows are pretty consistent among all those age cohorts. So we were surprised, but delighted that, you know, everyone is finding something that they really enjoy on Quibi.
Now, here's what gets me. You guys are doing, you name the shows, be it dramas, be it comedies, be it reality, news, and you're doing it on you know, the small scale, as you said, in minutes. But it's the same for a production, which means it's very expensive, and you did get that investment. What kind of investment are we talking about?
Yeah, so we've raised $1.75 billion because content is expensive, as you said. And it's, you know, it's really Hollywood quality content. You know, and we love YouTube and love Facebook Watch and all these great services. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. But this is just it's movie quality content. It's television quality content displayed beautifully on your phone. So, and we've got, as you said, you know, genres, all different genres and comedies and everything is in its chapters of 10 minutes or less.
Were you surprised, and in what way were you surprised, that you could take what basically is a 22-minute or half-hour show with commercials, an hour in many cases, and scrunch it down to moments? Were you surprised at the quality?
We think the quality is just beautiful. I mean, it's exceeded our expectations. But in a funny kind of way, we're applying an old science to a new platform. So think about it. Think about a television show. Those act breaks when commercials come in are precisely, like if you take This Is Us, the first act break is exactly at 8 minutes and 20 seconds. And so television writers are quite used to writing in these little segments because they've got to have a television break. So we applied that, you know, that way of doing things to, you know, movies and, you know, to Quibi. And fascinatingly, you know, the movie folks were all over this. They completely got it. They said, okay, so we've got a 150-minute movie. I'm going to write it in, you know, 15, 10-minute chapters. And I know each chapter has to have a little story arc so that I leave people hanging so they want to come back and see the next chapter. And Hollywood's very entrepreneurial. Think about it. If you start a movie, that's the ultimate entrepreneurial venture. When you start a movie, there's nothing there, right? Everything has to be built from scratch. And so they were quite game to try out this new kind of content. And everyone knows that, you know, the small screen, your smartphone small screen is probably the screen of the future. At least it will be something that, you know, is with everybody. And, you know, so they were excited to try that out.
Now, you served as CEO of eBay for a decade, watched its enormous growth. Comparisons on Quibi from a business perspective to eBay, any that you can make?
Yeah. So I joined eBay when there were 30 people and just $4 million in revenues, and I helped grow that company to 15,000 employees and $8 billion in revenues. So I know how to you know, get an early-stage company going, and so... and Jeffrey, of course, started DreamWorks. So the two of us have a fair amount of startup experience. And startups are the same. You know, you got to figure out exactly what the customer need is. You got to figure out, you know, the people you want to work with you. The right people in the right job at the right time is essential to any business, but particularly startups. And you have to move fast, and you have to be flexible, and you have to tolerate ambiguity. So a lot of similarities between the early days of eBay and the early days of Quibi. And startups are not for everybody, but they're thrilling, and they're just—it's great fun to build. And but you know, you have to have a certain amount of courage.
You certainly do, and particularly now, an interesting situation for the whole industry is production has basically shut down. How's the pipeline for you guys, and how are you planning to augment that pipeline as you move through these months right now?
Yeah. Well, we, as it turned out, we front-end loaded a lot of our content. We banked a lot of our content because we wanted to get it done before we launched. And we said, you know, we just don't quite know how we're going to want to release that content, so let's get a lot done up first. So for our movies and chapters and our unscripted and documentaries, we have enough content made and finished to last us through Thanksgiving of this year. So we're very pleased by that. And then every day we have 22 daily essentials, so news, sports, weather, esports, music news, celebrity news, talk shows. And those are being produced daily by our content partners. So NBC's doing our news, ESPN's doing our sports, Polygon's doing our esports, TMZ and E! News are doing our celebrity news. So they're producing and they're being just as entrepreneurial as all the things you see on television. A lot of the hosts are at home with custom-made sets, but it's working really well. And by the way, we were all set to do it in a completely different way. March 14th, everything changed, and us with our production partners had to say, okay, now how are we going to do this because of COVID? And we're really pleased how our daily essentials have turned out.
So in some instances, you're doing this on the fly. You're learning as you're going.
That's exactly right. And I think everyone, you know, out there is trying to figure out how to, you know, how to do things in a new world order. I mean, I bet you're doing things a little bit differently.
Absolutely.
It's a challenge.
Now, what's your biggest, you personally, your biggest challenge for this venture in the large sense?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, getting this amount of production. We, you know, we launch with 40 shows. We'll produce 175 shows and 9,600 episodes in year one. So getting that amount of content up and running, you know, on a pretty tight schedule was a big challenge. And then, of course, building the technology platform from scratch, which had to do something that had never been done before, which is the ability to get this content shot differently so that it could be rendered on your phone in full-screen portrait, full-screen vertical, and full-screen horizontal. Think about it. When you watch content on your phone, sometimes you want to watch it when you hold your phone vertically. Sometimes you want to watch it horizontally. And we needed our shows to look great either way in full screen. So that was an entirely new technology platform that had to be built in record time. So those were probably the two biggest challenges. And, you know, we got the right people and we're smart about it. And, you know, we're really proud of what we've
done. It always comes down to the people. A couple more questions. And one is, do you plan at all? It's aimed at the phone, the mobile devices. What about the large screens?
Yeah. Well, we'd always plan to launch the ability to cast to your television and also develop a Roku app and an Apple TV app, et cetera. But we thought 6 months afterwards. Well, because everyone is sheltered at place, we've had a lot of requests to be able to cast to their TV. So we're, you know, trying to figure out with our engineering team how fast we can turn that around. It's actually not a small engineering task, but we think we can do it faster than 6 months. So we're working on it.
Is there any way we can do anything live, really live? Is that a possibility?
We have nothing live. On Quibi, nothing is live. It's all, you know, there, and you can watch it at any time. You can stream it at any time. Live is a whole other challenge. And, you know, down the road, we may get to live. But I'm a big believer in startups. You know, focus is important. Can we please do a few things really, really well as opposed to try to do too many things that don't turn out as well as we hope?
One step at a time.
We focused our efforts on, you know, getting the streaming service right.
And finally, Meg Whitman, what do you foresee Quibi to look like in a year?
Yeah. Well, here's what we hope. You know, there's a long history in Hollywood of technology enabling new ways to tell stories. Think about it. The motion picture camera predated silent films and the whole movie industry. The television set predated the whole industry of TV. What we hope by creating a fantastic platform on your mobile phone that creators will have new ways to tell stories. And so I hope this will unleash a whole era of creativity and, you know, things that we can't even imagine that the best creators in the world can do with this mobile phone and take advantage of everything the mobile phone has to offer, whether it's the camera, touch, the gyroscope, GPS location. There's lots of things that can be done.
No question about it. You are at the forefront of one exciting venture. Meg Whitman, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for joining us for this edition of Showbiz Upfront. I'm Ross Crystal, and we'll talk to you weekdays on air at Showbiz Express and online all the time at showbizexpress.com.